Earlier this month, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton announced his proposal to annex about 10,000 acres of land into the city. Most of the affected property is located just beyond city limits in unincorporated areas of Monroe County. In a meeting last week, officials expressed concern, particularly about the effects on county government, which is currently responsible for providing services to those areas. In the meeting of the Policy Committee for the Bloomington-Monroe County Metropolitan Planning Organization, officials said the change could result in less funding for county roads. In this next clip from that meeting, we'll hear first from the city's Assistant Planning and Transportation Director, Josh Desmond. We'll then hear from Mayor Hamilton, Monroe County Board of Zoning Appeals President Kevin Roebling, County Highway Department Director Lisa Ridge, County Council Member Jeff McKim, and Citizens Advisory Committee Chair Sarah Reiterband, who is also a board member at WFHB.
As hopefully you all have heard by now, the city has embarked at the very beginning of a process to undertake some annexations. They've identified seven areas outside the current city limits that are being considered for annexation. There was a kickoff press conference last week. It was before the council earlier this week, and we'll be before the council again next week to approve some resolutions that basically say, yes, we're interested in pursuing this, and now the process will unfold to its eventual conclusion. Obviously, the city is going to be continuing to work with local organizations, other local governments, county, townships, service providers, to continue rolling this effort out and helping everybody understand how it's going to impact their particular organizations and services on a more specific level.
Would any of the members of the committee like to comment? Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll just add a couple things. The city of Bloomington has not conducted any significant annexation for quite some time, 15 years or so. We had one very minor one about 13 years ago, one parcel, I think. So it's been some time. The amount of the urbanized area that has grown up that is not in city limits has significantly increased, and the process is just beginning. This is a very formal and detailed process of review that if the council acts next Wednesday night, will kick off a calendar that, as Josh mentioned, will include numerous public meetings. And of course, we've already begun a lot of private meetings, private in the sense of, you know, individuals who've been interested, fellow parts of government. It's important to note, too, that anything that does go through, which would be eventually by a city council vote, there's, of course, remonstrance periods and others that can occur, but the ultimate effective date that's proposed is January 2020. So all of us have significant time for whatever does go through. It does remind me, too, that this organization itself, as the Metropolitan Planning Organization, is a very good place to help facilitate that planning and the cross-boundary, cross-governmental coordination that will be important no matter what happens when we have projects that are crossing boundaries like Fullerton does now or May and others that are underway. So we certainly look forward to very extensive collaboration both through this body itself and then individually through other entities over the months/years ahead. And as I remind people, the city of Bloomington is now 199 years old. We've had literally hundreds of annexations in that period of time. We haven't had one for a little while, so this one has kind of built up, if you will, a little bit. But
Mr. Mayor, with regard to the annexation, has there been an analysis of how the annexation, if it goes through as proposed, will affect all the other governmental units financially?
Yes, there is a very detailed, and I formally, it's called a draft fiscal plan now because it is still evolving, but there's a 400 and plus page fiscal plan that begins that. It looks at all the jurisdictions, school corporations, townships, fire districts, county, to look at impact, fiscal impact of annexation. And of course, it has to be done in aggregate. And then there are seven different groups of parcels, so they have to look at each of those. So it's fairly detailed. And that will be evolving, but that's available online right now, that document.
The fiscal impact document?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So someone could go in and look and see what fiscal impact it would have on Bloomington Township or the Monroe County or anything like that.
Yes.
Thanks.
Any other questions or comments, Lisa?
And we did start some discussions this week with the mayor and different entities. I would just like to stress not rushing this through. I feel giving it to the county and the different people that are involved, the services that people will probably lose their jobs in the county due to the lack of funding and the funding that we will be losing, that we get a little bit more time to talk about this and take things into consideration, except for the four-month window to June 28th. It's going to be a huge impact on county. Like I said, we foresee that if this goes through at this magnitude, at this level, then we will have to decrease the workforce. And that's disturbing.
And I guess I'll just follow up and say that the county is going to be needing to hire a consultant to assess the fiscal impact, because the statement that's on the city's website is not complete as far as the, I mean, there are a number of fiscal impacts that are going to exist with the county that are not covered in that analysis. So we're engaging in that process right away. My understanding is the commissioners made the decision the other day to hire an analyst, and we'll be moving forward to actually assess the both fiscal and non-fiscal impacts.
Yep. Go ahead, Sarah.
I certainly have deep concerns about the money that will go with a reduced tax base in the county. There will certainly be reduced monies to spend on roadways and the huge number of bridges that are in the county that need to have regular upkeep, and it's not inexpensive. So while it looks like a lot of land and that the city will be picking it up, there's still huge, huge numbers and miles of roadways out there in the county that need to be cared for. And as an MPO, I think we need to look at that very seriously.
Yeah. You care to respond?
Sure. We probably not in great detail on all these issues. We certainly appreciate the concerns in terms of timing, of course. It's one reason I emphasize that if it goes through, we have until January 2020 before any annexation would be effective. That gives us quite substantial time to explore together as governmental units how best to manage transitions as they're needed. If it goes through in substantial form, it will involve additional personnel providing some of those same services that may be available to shift from one governmental entity to another. As I've said before, too, we appreciate the importance of analysis and the city's fiscal analysis that's been done to date. We want to make sure everybody has access to it, and the people who've done it, Reedy, are available to meet and share if anybody wants to have additional resources to review it or additional people to review it to the extent that you want or that it's helpful. We're happy to have the folks who've been preparing it meet and help get everybody up to speed, provide any information that can be helpful so we can be as efficient as we can and not try to duplicate or have to duplicate that. And absolutely, just as we've done in the past and annexations over the last decades, everybody who's in the county now will still be in the county, and the property tax collections in general won't be significantly affected. It can have an impact on the COET, on the income tax, but the county continues to collect all the property tax that they've collected from each place. But all that analysis we're happy to look at and explore as it goes forward.